Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And here now is a song that, I should say, a wonderful piece of material. It's a little bit more than a song that was featured in another great show that I was lucky enough to catch while in New York, a show called Carousel. This hasn't been heard too frequently. It's called Soliloquy. It concerns the lead in the show, who's a rather robust fellow, and he's a lovable kind of guy on top of it all, and his little lovely wife tells him that they're going to be blessed with a child, and he begins to sing about his boy, Bill, and it goes something like this. I wonder what he'll think of me. I guess he'll call me the old man. I guess he'll think I can lick every other fella's father. Well, I can. I guess that he'll turn out to be the spitting image of his dad. But he'll have more common sense than his puddin'-headed father ever had. I'll teach him to wrestle and dive through a wave when we go in the morning for a swim. His mother can teach him the way to behave, but she won't make a sissy out of him. Not him, not my boy, not Bill. My boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. I will. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No fat-bellied, bully-eyed bully will bag him around. I don't give a darn what he does, as long as he does what he likes. He can sit on his tail or work on a rail with a hammer and hammer some spikes. He can ferry a boat on a river or peddle a pack on his back, or work up and down the streets of a town with a horse and a whip and a hack. He can haul a scow along a canal, run a cow around a corral, or even bark for a carousel. Of course it takes talent to do that well. He might be champ of the heavyweights or a fella who sells you glue, a president of the United States. That'd be all right, too. His mother would like that, but he wouldn't be president unless he wanted to be. No, sir. Not Bill. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No flat-footed, baggy-eyed bully will boss him around. And I'm darned if he'll marry his boss's daughter, a skinny-lipped wench with blood like water, who give him a peck and call it a kiss and look in his eyes through a lorgnette. Say, why am I taking on like this? My kid ain't even been born yet. I can see him when he's 17 or so and starting in to go with a girl. There are lots of pointers that he ought to know on the way to get round any girl. I could show him Wait a minute. Could it be? What the heck? What if he is a girl? Well, what would I do with him? What could I do for him? A bum with no money. You can have fun with a son, but you gotta be a father to a girl. She mightn't be so bad at that. A kid with ribbons in her hair. A kind of neat and petite little tin type of her mommy. What a pair. When I have a daughter, I'll stand around in bar rooms. Oh, how I'll boast and blow. Friends will see me coming and empty all the bar rooms. Through every door they'll go. Weary of hearing day after day the same old things that I always say. My little girl, pink and white as peaches and cream is she. My little girl is half again as bright as girls are meant to be. Dozens of boys pursue her, many a likely lad does what he can to woo her from her faithful dad. She has a few pink and white young fellas of 2 and 3. But my little girl gets hungry every night, and she comes home to me. I gotta get ready before she comes. I gotta make certain that she won't be brought up in slums with a lot of bums like me. She's gotta be sheltered and fed and dressed with the best that money can buy. I never knew how to get money.